Hey, another week has gone by, and so I wanted to update everyone on just things that are going on with me, and thank you guys for praying. First, it's been such a nice kind of overcast day here. I thought I'd go record outside, and then it started raining. So here I am inside on the couch, but I'm still going to get you updated. So first, I want to talk about physical therapy. I've now completed my round of physical therapy, and she says that I'm doing really good considering where I started from. And during my last session, I spoke with her about long-term care. How can I keep progressing even when I don't go see her every day? Thank you, Allie, for helping me. She also mentioned that I would benefit from exercising in a pool for a little bit. And for me, this means joining a gym because I don't have a pool anymore. So I'm looking at doing that. Also, another thing that happened, because I'm walking every day just around the neighborhood. Sometimes I drive to a little park near here. But one morning, I was walking and this car comes pulling up next to me, and there's like this woman in there. She's like, "Hey, lady!" And of course, I look around. I'm like, "Are you talking to me? Is that me?" And she was talking to me. She says, "Gosh, I see you walking all the time. I wish I could walk like that." And so, of course, I invited her to walk with me. We're still trying to set that up. I think we're going to start with coffee just so I can get to know her a little bit. Her name is Shy. So hopefully I'll be able to get that set up. However, that won't be happening in the next week because I'm getting ready to go see my parents. Now, I haven't seen them since before I left for Uganda, and I had visited them. It's been almost 2 years since I've seen them, which seems crazy to me. Like, has it been that long? I think it's been that long, almost 2 years. And so I'm really excited to go see them. I'll be driving Thursday and Friday and riding with my friend Debbie, who I hope is going to do most of the driving. Maybe, maybe not. I might be able to help her out. We'll have to see how I'm doing physically. But one thing Debbie did for me is she learned how to play hand and foot, which is a canasta game. Because I don't know about you guys, but my family plays games. Whenever we get together, we are always playing some form of cards. And the last few years, we've been playing hand and foot. And so Debbie graciously learned how to play. And I've taught her so well that she actually beat me. So I think she's going to be able to play with my family just fine. And it should be fun, hopefully. I do have one other prayer request. I know a lot of you are praying for Mel, Suzanne's dad, and so I wanted to just give a quick update. He is still in the hospital. He's still in a medically induced coma. He's still intubated. And now they've discovered that he has pneumonia. They've begun flipping him 16 hours on his stomach, 8 hours on his back every day. He is experiencing some other healing. He has a pacemaker and it's not working as hard as it used to work. And so I think the laying still is helping his body repair other things because he does have the underlying medical condition from before. So hopefully he won't have COVID soon. He'll beat the pneumonia and he'll come out stronger than he went in. Prayers for him as he continues to remain in that medically induced coma. And then just prayers for travel. That's what's going on with me. Hopefully I'll talk to you guys next week. From my parents' house. Bye. Have a good week.